This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
They're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, and we're talking about these devices that spy on you and your neighbors who have them. And I'm not saying you have them. I'm saying your neighbors have them. So they spy on you because your neighbors have them. So there's a couple that... and we're only getting to the tip of this iceberg. There is a garage door opener that is integrated with Amazon's Alexa or their spy network. And this thing is wonderful. It lets you open your garage door over the internet. So let's say you're getting a package and you say, I'll open the garage door, you're at work. If you're fortunate enough to have one, two, or three jobs, and you want to open your garage door with your smartphone, you can do that with Amazon's key service. You can lock or unlock doors. What a great idea, right? Let some unknown entity have the keys to your house, right? That's what this is. So it knows when you open and close the garage door. It knows when you get deliveries. You're giving Amazon the keys to your house, which, by the way, you won't be able to use when the internet's down. There's one other thing that just, you know, they have the robotic vacuum cleaner that maps out your house. But this one's above the pale. So Alexa has integration with a toilet, and you can have, this is great, you can have personalized settings for your toilet, including your preferred temperature and ambiance. You can flush your toilet with your voice. You can activate a cleansing spray or a heated seat. Now, don't y'all just need this? And broadcast to the entire world what you're doing on your toilet and when and whether you flush or not. I want you to think about that. It's amazing to me that people in these conference rooms of companies come up with these ideas, they float the ideas to the rest of the team, and then somebody in management says, what a great idea, heated toilet seats. You know, we don't have an energy crisis. We don't have an electricity outage looming. Let's heat toilet seats. And voice-activated toilets, flushable toilets with your voice, what is better than that? They actually do these things. They build these products that waste energy, that waste the planet's resources. Kathy, any comments about the garage door or the heated toilet?
Well, some of it seems ridiculous to me. Like, who really needs the toilet, you know, to flush the toilet and all that? But the security issue, to me, is even worse. And Amazon and a lot of these, they don't disclose what they do with your data. If they keep your data, they decline to comment. Sometimes they say, oh, no, we don't. We're just helping the customer to see what their tastes are.
Yeah, and, you know, there's, I guess there's one more thing we should talk about. That's these Echo frames. These are glasses like Buddy Hollywood wear. You know, black frames, and they have built-in speakers and a microphone, and it take voice commands. And so it knows, it's right at your face. It knows what you see, and it can transmit this information. Is that something that you'd like, especially if you're not wearing the glasses and the glasses are looking at you? So there's one other thing. I was watching a video. It was Rod Serling, and it was, you know, from decades ago. And there was this this actor in this particular episode wearing these kind of goggles, these futuristic goggles. This was decades and decades ago. And now we have Mark Zuckerberg with his Meta goggles, you know, this alternate reality stuff. He didn't invent it. I mean, he took the concept that was put in front of him many, many, many decades ago. So here we are. People are allowing these companies to spy on them, and in turn, they are spying on you. Do you really need a smart soap dispenser that knows when you wash your hands? Do you really need one? Or are you able to pick up that bar of soap all by yourself? Yeah. We've got Kyle. Kyle, welcome. You're on with
Kathy.
Hey,
good morning, Vince and Kathy. And by the way, Kathy, my wife showed me that video that you sent her of the people that have been vaccinated, you know, swatting at the air. And my goodness, I highly suggest that people listen to that. My goodness gracious. If you ever were on the fence about being vaccinated, watching that will change your mind or you're insane. But Vince, I have
just one, second. I was going to post. That's something that we'll be talking about. Kathy sent a link to me, and I sent it to instructors. But it's something that Kathy sent me. And this is a short video class of the blood clots, the strange anomalies, the heart attacks, people losing consciousness, falling down. One poor guy just was standing at a platform for a subway, and in the reaction is the same. People, if they're sitting down, they look around like they heard a noise and they have no idea where it came from. Or something is bothering them. They want to know what it is, and they look around 360 degrees. Then they collapse. And this one guy was standing near a train platform, probably several feet away, a safe distance away, looked around, spun around slowly, fell over, fell off the platform, and got run over by the train. This is in the video, and Kathy, if it's all right with you, I'll post it with today's information for the Ron Gibson BitChute channel, so you can see what we're talking about. This is scary stuff, class. It's a short video.
Boy, oh boy. I'm telling you what, Vince, if it doesn't sort of start looking, think about the precursor to the movie that you suggested everybody watch, The Walking Dead. My goodness, this looks like the start of that. I mean, except for the fact that they collapse and they're over. Who knows, you know, what they're going to come back like. This is so strange. I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, on such a mass scale. But I had the reason I called in, I just wanted to thank you and Kathy for that. But the reason I called in is talking about all these electronic devices. And folks, in my opinion, if you start today and you say you're fine, you're great, you're physically fine, you're walking around fine, but let's just say you start using crutches today, and you keep using crutches. And you keep using crutches, then all of a sudden you decide, no, these crutches are too hard. I got to have a wheelchair, and we're going to build a ramp around up to my door, and so that I can get a wheelchair and I can get around that way. And after a while, the wheelchair ain't enough, and so you really want to be wheeled around on a gurney. because people, you know, there's no reason you should have to push wheels to push yourself around on a wheelchair when you can lay on a gurney and have somebody else do it for you. Well, in my opinion, that's what these electronic devices are doing to our mind. We have become so weak, and because it's convenient, or they think, people think it's convenient, and we tend as humans to take the easy way out every time. And because of that, the reality is, they're weakening the society, actually of the whole world anymore, but specifically because we live in America, it's really hitting us really hard because we've been so brainwashed in this country, and it's fixing to be even more dramatic if there is this collapse that we think is coming. The changeover for people is going to be so dramatic that mentally they will lose it, I think, really soon, really quick. Your comments, Ben?
Well, I just started the post for Ron Gibson's channel for today's broadcast. It's on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. You can look it up, USA Prepares, Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, Ron as in Ronald. And the link to this video is part of today's post. And my comments are, it is evident to me, and has been for decades, that spell checkers, you know, when we type, it corrects our spelling or makes suggestions or tells us that we spelled it wrong, that our grammar's wrong. With all of these devices that we have, all of these shortcuts that we're taking, we have forgotten how to read, write, spell, estimate. If you look at the communiques from people with smartphones, I can't even figure them out. Sometimes I get texts from people, they make no sense at all. It's like they're using spell check, the spell check gets it wrong, and the person sending me the text doesn't even know that what he or she is trying to send me is incomprehensible. So I get lots of emails that I can't read, and I've given up. You know, when I see emails from certain individuals, certain return addresses, I don't read them because I know that I'm not going to be able to decipher them because they have taken the shortcuts and they don't check what they're saying. They're in such a rush, and I don't know why they're in such a rush. Why are people in such a rush when they have all these fancy gadgets to help them make life simpler? What's happened is they have forgotten how to do the things that they used to do. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And if you look at Rod Serling's 1950s, 1960s series, you will see that he predicted these things would happen, that we'd become lazy, that we'd become stupid, that machines would do our thinking for us. And here we are, and they are, and people love them, and they buy them. And I think for Christmas, people are going to stomp over each other in order to get good deals on these nonsensical, needless devices that they think they need to have. And I don't know how they got conned into it. I guess maybe they watch television, they watch commercials, and they believe the stuff that's in commercials. But I don't watch TV. I don't need red sneakers. Kathy, your comments?
Well, Vince, the video that I sent you, one of the people in that video was the person that sent it to me. They knew that boy. So it was really tragic.
I'll tell you what, let's hold this discussion until we come back on the other side. Greg is on the line. Greg, please stand by. Kyle's with us. Please stand by, Kyle.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, did you have any further comments about Kyle's thoughts about how we are becoming lazier? I'm paraphrasing. And we're becoming weaker because of devices doing things for us.
Yes, and I agree very much so. I think I really almost wish I'd go back to the 1960s. I just really don't like this technology taking over everything. But I wanted to make a comment, and I directly experienced someone having seizures. And the first time I saw it, it was exactly like what I saw in the video, where they looked down. And was almost like, I'm like, what are you looking at? And all of a sudden, they looked around the room and then fell down and were seizing. And it happened multiple times. So what concerns me about this is if that's what it was, if it's, you know, they flailing around, it was some sort of neurological thing that I feel like I saw in the video. What concerns me is the effects afterward, too, because a lot of times it can hurt your brain. And that's what I witnessed with the person that I witnessed this. The brain was not the same. And sometimes you get it back, sometimes you don't. Like the memory might be gone, the comprehension, the personality has changed. So that was just my comment about that. But I agree, Kyle, with what you said, that I just think we just need to be as independent and do things for ourselves.
I witnessed the same thing that you witnessed, Kathy, independent mm-hmm. of you. I didn't know that you witnessed it, but It happened twice in my presence, just a few feet away. A person just looked around, boom, fell down, and was having a seizure. So, yeah, I've seen it as well. This is new, and if I had to place a guess as to what I think it is, I think it's the cell phones. I think it's the cell phones, the proximity of that microwave transmitter right next to the brain. People will, because they think they need privacy, they will hold that microwave transmitter right next to their head, and they will blast their brain right through their ear, right through that ear, that soft tissue, right where the ear is, right into the brain. And many people are getting left brain cancer because they are right-handed. They hold the cell phone with the right hand. They hold their pencil or pen with the right hand. And they hold their cell phone with their left hand against their left ear. There's no need for this. Do people really need cell phones? I don't think so. I think we could go back to the 1960s, which I think the 1950s and the 1960s were the greatest years of the United States of America. Things were really, really great back then. And we have destroyed so much. Kyle, back to you.
Well, just thinking, you know, Vince, if there was no cell phones, people would still go to town without a phone. You know, they would go to town and they'd think to themselves, oh, man, I got to take, if I'm going to go over to my daughter's house, I got to bring a jack and I got to do all this kind of stuff that I got to have. And, you know, I got to be prepared for, you know, good. I got to make sure my spare tire's inflated. And, you know, people had to think. It goes right back to that same thought, you know. And people have lost the ability, in my opinion, Vince, to choose. Isn't that, to me, it's just like it's stunning that if you look around, the ability to choose after you have given it up for so long, you lose it. And then you can be led and told what to think and how to act. And I think this is manipulated and engineered from the get-go. That's my opinion, and I've got to actually get out of here, Ben. There's a reason that, and I'll be on next week with you, but we can explore this a lot further. But this is, folks, this is serious, and if people are buying that kind of electronics for Christmas rather than food, I will be really surprised, because I think people are going to be scrambling for everything they can just to come up with enough food to live by Christmas. That's just my opinion. We'll see.
You know, Kyle, just in the closing seconds of this segment, I'm going to go see Dr. Shealy. I don't have a cell phone. I'm going to go all the way, maybe a 120-mile trip, all the way there and back, no cell phone, no tracking. And I'm going to plan the trip, and I'm going to have the spare tire inflated and all the rest of it.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brand new consumer price index data released Thursday morning show that the consumer prices climbed more quickly than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve as it tries to gain control with higher interest rates. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in year-to-year through September. The Chatham County Police Department and the FBI have confirmed they believe 20-month-old Quentin Simon is no longer alive. Police in the Georgia Coast community have named his mother, Leilani Simon, as the prime suspect in his disappearance and death. No arrests have been made at this time. A Freedom of Information Act report has exposed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for lying to the American people. Mayorkas was told that the 2021 clash between Border Patrol agents and Haitian migrants was being misconstrued and that no beatings ever took place hours before he claimed the opposite to the American people. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy's in Ohio. Greg is joining us. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. What I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to say, and I did see the video that she's describing, that you're describing, is not really for the faint-hearted or the young, you know, impressionable children, so you might want to maybe cover their ears or take them in the other room or something like that. But when I was younger, I played around with what's called a Ouija board one day that we had gotten from the, you know, got through a friend of mine. Well, that night, that I was awoke and saw something sitting in my chair next to my bed, And it terrified me. It was an evil spirit. And I sat up and it pushed me right back down onto the bed. Some kind of a force did. And I looked in its face and it was total misery. And it was swinging its arms around at me, just like these people are doing. Trying to hit me. Of course, it didn't have a body, so I wasn't getting hit. But it was the most horrid feeling I had ever felt. I could hardly move. I could hardly breathe. I was crying out for deliverance, and I used the Lord's name, calling on Him, and it was pulled away. Ever since that experience, I realized that the evil was real. This had an effect on me, and it made me to start looking towards the light and seeking out truth. And since then, and time has gone on, and since this vaccine came out, and this patent that WO2020-060606 Microsoft patent, so we can think about Bill Gates and what they were trying to do, a biometric system where they would be able to monitor your all kinds of things in your body, and they do it through the cloud, through your cell phone, which we were talking about. To name it, the 060606, is he hinting that could be the mark of the beast? Well, if you remember from Scripture, it says those who take that mark, the Lord will no longer recognize. And I thought, well, some scientists are saying it changes the DNA. It's taking and turning into GMO. And, of course, as we know, GMO can no longer reproduce. These people that have taken this vaccine, I think they're seeing those spirits are attacking them. That's just my personal opinion, because they're doing the same thing that spirit did to me that night. And it, to me, I just got this feeling that, yeah, the Lord, maybe he doesn't recognize them after they've taken that. They've no longer got the creation genes within them. They can no longer procreate. Their DNA has been altered. They are now GMO. Your thoughts on this?
Kathy, do you have any comments?
Well, I believe from the beginning that God was with me. I felt like He kept saying, don't take it, don't take it. Something's wrong, something's wrong. And initially, you don't know initially. The first couple of weeks, I'll admit, I wasn't sure. But as each day went on, and I was going to bring that up with the 666 in the patent and Bill Gates, being an atheist and all that. And then everything started to go together. So I do believe that there is that component to it. So I was leery, and I go back to follow your gut. And if the Holy Spirit tells you not to do it, then don't do it, no matter how much. And I'm sure all of us were harassed. Why aren't you taking it? What's wrong with you? You're going to affect other people. I mean, I heard that over and over from people around me, the medical community, friends and family. So I agree.
Kathy, those people who are around you probably got their information from television. Dr. Shealy said that he was shedded, meaning that someone he knew well got the vaccine, he gave her a hug, and it transmitted to him. A few days ago, October 12th, the story broke on Zero Hedge, headline, quote, Pfizer executive admits under oath, quote, we never tested COVID vaccine against transmission, end quote. They now admitted under oath that Pfizer never tested this vaccine to see if it was transmissible, meaning the vaccine could be transmitted from one individual to another. Dr. Shealy said that's what happened to him, and it's been brutal, absolutely brutal. And Dr. Shealy is as good as it gets, world class, and he's treating himself, and he's having a really tough go of it. And he was shedded. That's what he said. He said that on air publicly. And he said that this was a bioweapon. He said that the people who have delivered it are murderers. That's what he said. And you know what? Those are the very words that are starting to appear months and months and months and years later. It's happening right now. Those words are appearing. So, class, you heard him say it. If you've been in class, you know that we've been telling you this. We've been saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't take the vax. Don't take the jab. Don't take the bioweapon. It's a killer. And you know what? People are dropping dead. And I was talking with my family and about my friend. I guess I won't mention his name. But dear friend, he had a massive heart attack. And he was a radio personality. They say he had a massive heart attack. I believe. I cannot prove any of this. This is just Vinny's mind running wild. I believe he took the jab. I can't prove he did or I can't prove he didn't. No one will tell me. But he was a very, very dear friend. And you all know who I'm talking about. And he died. And the world is worse off without him. He was a pioneer in delivering what people needed to hear but didn't necessarily want to hear. And I have a feeling he was convinced into taking the jab, but I can't prove it. It's just my opinion. And I'm still allowed to have an opinion. Some people say, no, it's absolutely not true, but I don't think they can prove that either.
I'm crying inside, Vincent. I really am crying inside. I'm just so torn apart by what it's done and what it's doing, because I've been around people who are on their way out, who can see through the veil, who can see people that they know from the past coming to greet them and have acknowledged that before they pass. These people that are passing on the jab are fighting something off.
We have a class. I've mentioned to you that one of our instructors was convinced by the VA to take the jab, and he took two of them. He did exactly as he was told by his doctor. The VA told him, don't do it. He believed his doctor, and he died. And another one of our this guy's one of our neighbors. Another one of our neighbors did exactly what he was told by his doctor, took the jab, and he died. They died quickly. They died very quickly. And that's what you're hearing. And so there are one instructor, a senior guy, meaning a senior citizen type. Rich knows him. Rich met him. Several of our family members have died from the COVID / the jab. So it used to be that we didn't know anybody. You know, in 2019, it's like we're hearing about this and people are really getting sick and they're dying. They're going on ventilators and they don't have enough room in the morgues, so they're stacking bodies in refrigerated trailers in New York City. And we even had a guy call in from New York City saying that that's exactly what happened and was happening. And his wife worked in a big hospital. I know this guy. And now it's every family. Every family's been impacted. And what we can't figure out is why they're in denial. Why the people who got the jab are in denial with the symptoms that they're experiencing that they've never experienced before. They were reasonably healthy, and all of a sudden now they're really, really, really sick, and they can't get well. And they haven't figured out, or they don't want to admit that they figured out, that they got the jab and then they got sick.
That's placing your trust in the arm of flesh.
Yeah.
It's pure and simply placing your trust in the arm of flesh. And you can call it science. You can call it what you want. But they're trusting in people. They are no longer seeking. You know, and we're told that if we don't continually seek and search, that it'll be like we're walking in darkness at noonday, and we're to that point where we're seeing the darkness at noonday. We're seeing people who just cannot recognize the truth anymore. And it's really sad. It really is sad.
Yeah. Greg, I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you.
Hour number one. Yeah, Greg Lesher. Kathy, any comments?
Well, you know, Greg said it very well when he said he's crying inside, because I feel the same way. It's very sad to see people who thought they were doing the right thing, and really all the propaganda that was blasted all over. And unfortunately, there's a lot of them that are going to die or be very sick or be changed forever. And that's very sad.
Let me make a comment about words. I believe at the bottom of the hour news, I heard something very much like this in the news. Right here. Consumer prices climbed more than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve. That's what I think I heard. Consumer prices climbed more than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve. No. No. Consumer prices climbed more than expected. Yes, that's true. That's bad for us. That's bad for us. Now, who was involved in making all this happen? The U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. Creating money out of thin air. That's who did it. That's who's responsible. And it's not bad news for them. It's bad news for us. So what I'm saying is, there are people who probably are going to go around and tell their friends, yeah, it's really bad news for the Federal Reserve because, you know, prices are increasing. It's bad news for us. Imagine having a business where you create something out of thin air and then you rent it to the federal government. You charge the federal government for something that you created out of thin air. And they're called frauds. Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars. It's a concept. There's nothing behind it. Fort Knox has not been audited. My opinion, they are guarding an empty vault at Fort Knox. And if there is some gold in there, it's probably an alloy that has a thin veneer of gold so that it looks like gold to the average uninformed person. Have you ever seen fake gold? I have.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, did you have other topics that you'd like to teach in class today?
Yeah, Vince, a couple things I wanted to make people aware of. I'm sure most people probably figured out that the citrus crop in Florida is pretty devastated right now. They're losing trees, and, I mean, it came at the worst time, too. They couldn't even get their harvest picked. So a couple things that came to my mind was, one was get your vitamin C right now. I would get it and try to buy a year or two worth if you can, because obviously that, you know, you get a lot of vitamin C from all the citrus. But one of the things that I've done, I haven't done a lot of it, but I bought lemons and limes, and I've done oranges before where I've just sliced them and I've dehydrated them. And you can, like, put like a slice of lemon in your tea or hot water if you want the fresh lemon, and it rehydrates very well. So if you can find them on sale right now, or you want to try to get some kind of a drink or fruit that's got the vitamin C in it, I would do that. And, you know, Vince, I was doing some research, and one of the things they said that was going up was rice, because the rice crop is really bad. And they don't believe it's going to get better in the next couple of years. So and I was shopping yesterday, and I did see a few 50-pound bags of rice at Sam's, not a lot, but they didn't have any of the smaller bags. I mean, they used to carry like 20-pound or 15-pound. All they had was the big, like, 40- and 50-pound bags. But what I was when I was researching, it's already doubled from last year. And it's supposed to double again, more than double, at the end of 23. And then each year they're projecting it to be not quite doubling after that. But in essence, it's going to triple in the next 3 years is what they're saying from what is like in 22. So if you can store rice in, you know, the 5-gallon buckets, or Mylar bags, whatever, I would do that. I mean, I'm trying to look at buying things as much as possible that's long-term. I bought that Manage of It soup mix. I don't use it all the time, but I found it on clearance at the store for $1.39 or $1.35 or something. And that's just a something easy to throw together. You can add more split peas or beans or vegetables to it, or onions. But those will probably double or triple, because I'm also hearing that the bean crop wasn't that good. So it really bothers me, Vince, that it's going into a lot of our staples now. You know, it's not just, oh, well, we can't get pop or something. You know, that's not a necessity. But when it gets into your necessities with sugar and flour and eggs and dairy and, you know, beans and rice, that affects a lot of people. So I wanted to get that out there before we got off the air.
Yeah, your tip about Manischewitz soups, Class, this is a tube. It's a plastic-wrapped tube, kind of like cellophane-type material. And there are about 6 ounces, and it's dried soup with a flavoring packet as well. And what I do is I take the Manischewitz split pea soup, which I think is truly outstanding. It lasts a long time. And I take one part of that, and I add two more parts of split peas. And when I open a split pea container, I pour it out into a spaghetti sauce jar, one of those 24-ounce jars, sterilized jar, and I write the date on them. So I take the split peas out of the packages, put them in the jars so they last longer, and then when I make the Manischewitz soup, I take the split peas and I sort them. I pour them out on a plate, and I look at each split pea piece and make sure there's no stones in it, because they can break teeth, right? So that's what I do, and then I extend the split pea soup in the soup mix from Manischewitz three times its original amount, and it works great, and it's delicious. So you're absolutely right, Kathy. It's a great way to go, and now it's a great price. It's a great price because typically it's more expensive than that. I've seen the Manischewitz soups going from as high as $5 each. But that was about a year and a half ago, so I don't know the current price. But sometimes it's available at the Chinese factory outlet. Let's see, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, it's Amazon has a four-pack, $11 for a four-pack. Seems like a lot, right? Especially when you got it for half that price.
Yeah.
Kathy, we only have a few seconds left, about 45 seconds. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I would say what we've been preaching before is really don't waste your food. Try to get what you can and preserve it as much as you can, and try to get through the winter without having to pay the high prices. So that's what I would say, Ben.
When I was growing up, my mom would say, you know, you have to eat everything on your plate because there are people who are starving in China. They would love to have the food that we have. So make sure that you don't throw away and waste food, because it's going to become very important going forward that you have food. So make sure everybody in your family understands. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.